Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, live. I'm going to play our national anthem right quick. Y'all been at it? We seem to be having trouble with the broadcast. Anyway, this is the Age of Freedom. It's time for us to learn to know what freedom is. But before we know what freedom is, we need to freedom has come. That's our national anthem. But you have to work for it. Not going to just volunteer that. Something that you're going to have to do on a daily basis to make it a reality. Okay. So, we're going to make a quick assertion right quick. We don't pray. We assert what we want to come into the universe because we know who we are. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaping what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want, okay? Normally, we do this 10 times in the morning. We're just going to do it once for the sake of the show. Our slogan is, love is the act that make others feel good, okay? Now, we always, every day, we dedicate our time to to love. Love is not the topic of the day, but love is always the first thing on our mind, because if we don't know how to love each other, we're not going to really get along in groups. We're not going to be able to be much of anything. It's just going to be one long cycle of arguing and fuss with one another. And we seem to fuss with each other over any little thing. So we have to learn to get around that. We have to learn to be above those type of petty things if we're going to go forward with everything. Just remember that love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Now, what does that mean? That means if you're in a relationship or you're doing something with somebody, what you do to and for them will depend on what they need and what they want, because every act that you commit in that relationship is designed to make them feel good, okay? So if you didn't get a text today, just want you to remember that we're going to be on every day at 7 o'clock. From 7 to 8, we're going to be here every day because we feel as though there's a lot that has to be discussed. And love is the most important thing because we have so much trouble dealing with each other, okay? If you're going to do something, you're going to say something, think about what you're saying, because when you're going to do something, just make sure that it's going to make the other person feel good. It's not going to make them feel good. Don't commit to act. Love is an action word, and you're supposed to be acting out of love every day with everybody around you. You'd be surprised at the responses you get back when you deal with people from a perspective of love, okay? Some people know that. A lot of the gigolos know that. They'd be taking advantage of females. If these females are falling in love with them by the way they be acting, and all they want to do is use them. So that's part of that doggy-dog culture that we're growing up in this country. So we have to be mindful all the time of who we with and what's going on, okay? People ask me, what do you believe? I tell them, I don't believe in nothing. How can you exist without believing in nothing? I know what I know. And what I know that I don't know, okay? So if I don't know something, I don't know something. But if I know something, trust me, I know something. Like I say every day, if I eat, I'm going to go to the bathroom. That's not a belief. If I drink, I'm going to go to the bathroom. That's not a belief. That's something that I know. If I jump off a building, I might not die. There's no guarantee you're going to die, but I guarantee you it's going to hurt. You know? That's something that I know, you know? So if you deal mostly with what you know rather than what you believe, you come out a whole lot better, you know? The sun comes up, well, the sun don't actually come up. It's the appearance of the sun coming up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, you deal with what you know. But the earth travels around the sun, and at a certain time, the sun appears, and at a certain time, the sun disappears. At a certain time, the moon comes up. And that's not a belief. It does it every day. You know, you can see it. You know this to be a reality. So that's what I like to deal with. You know, when we're dealing with love, deal with what you know. Somebody come and tell you something, you can't say it's true or you can't say it's false. You don't believe that it is, don't believe that it's not. Wait until you have some kind of evidence what they say is true or false. Don't just believe stuff just because somebody says it. Get some type of evidence, you know? And when you're talking to somebody on the phone, I know I'm going a little bit overboard here. It's probably 5 minutes, but when you get to talking to somebody on the phone, if you're talking about somebody, don't talk about that person, positive or negative, unless they're on the phone. Give them a chance to defend themselves when you're talking about them, okay? And that's where we're at right now, you know? Make sure that you're in a position of knowing, not in a position of believing, you know? But strangely enough, a lot of times we do something because you believe, you know? If, like when you first take a job, the guy tells you, I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars on Friday. Well, you haven't got paid yet on a Friday, so that falls under your belief system. But if you talk to some of the other workers, they'll tell you, yes, I got paid Friday, yes, I got paid Friday. So that's some kind of evidence that if you work, there's a good chance you're going to get paid. Now, that's where the belief, that's where you might believe that you're going to get paid because of the evidence surrounding everything. And then when Friday comes, you get paid. Now, it doesn't fall in belief or disbelief. You know. See what I'm saying? Now, you think that you're going to get paid because the people around you get paid on Friday, okay? But you don't know that you get paid until you actually get paid, okay? The evidence supports you being paid. So you go to work, okay? But you can't believe that you're going to get paid. Okay? The evidence supports you being getting paid because of what's going on around you. So what you have to do, people are calling me. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put music on for a couple of minutes to find out why they're calling me. I'm not calling you.
I'm so happy today.
Your first
is
mine,
and you'll never. I wake up each day with so much to say, because my life has gone the right way. I argue with some, but I know that he will run. So I'll wait for them, cause I know they will come. If you wanna do it right, if you wanna fight the good fight, make sure he's the main reason that you do it right. I'm so happy.
Oh Lord, I don't mind if you take your time and get it right.
Yeah, I knocked myself off the air, but Brother Mark, can you hear what I'm saying? You are on the air.
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm on now. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I got through.
Yeah, because there are a few people calling me. And when you call me, I have to interrupt the show to have to find out what's going on.
Well, no, I'm on the show right now. I'm on it now.
Okay. All right. So basically what we're talking about, well, let me see here. I'm just going to leave your mic open. Your mic is open. Everybody else's mic is closed. I'm going to leave your mic open because I'm having trouble with your line for some reason. Let me cut this music off before I don't jump back on. Okay. Okay. Basically, what we're talking about right now, we're talking about love, you know? And I always start off with this topic, although I only speak on for 5 minutes. But I'm a little overboard here because love is the. Our slogan is love is an act that makes others feel good. If you don't know how to love each other, we won't get along in groups. We won't get along in with our families or our loved ones. We won't get along at all. So we have to learn how to love. Love is an action word. Every day I'm going to start off every show, those that are listening to the show, you know, I always start off with talking about love, even though love is not the topic. Although one day we will go into the full topic of love. The topic of the day is what the cosmos made or created. This is the first two segments. I'm going to go through this because my desire is to wake people up because we're literally walking around asleep. And the religious organizations, a lot of groups, they have us asleep. So we're going to get into the topic, but just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're going to say something, you're going to do something, and it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't say it or don't commit the act. That's how we're dealing with each other through our love consciousness, because love is an action word, okay? Well, that's all I'm going to talk about, love, right now. One day I will give a whole show on love. Right now, we're going to talk about what the cosmos made or created, because that's important. To create something, you have to make something from nothing. Everybody understands that everything in the cosmos is made up out of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So if you can't create energy or destroy energy, and you are made up of energy, you were not created. You were made out of the same substance that all the cosmos are made up out of. See, this is how we begin to wake ourselves up. In order to wake yourself up, you first have to know who you are, okay? Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get into a little bit of the tyrannical scriptures of how, all right, everything came into existence. There was no Big Bang. That's a fallacy. That's a mistake. And they really talk this creation myth. This whole thing was designed by Source. It was designed to function a certain way. We're incorporeal energy formed in flesh. That's who we are. Now, there's an incorporeal dimension up near the black hole. You can look this up. Size A, size B, whatever, size C, too. But the scientists don't quite get into that yet. They microscopes can't go that far yet, but they'll discover it in time. And we came through, okay? We came through the cosmos, right, from the incorporeal dimension. When we came into this dimension, we have the wherewithal and the power to form flesh around ourselves to actually live out in space without, okay, without ships and stuff like that there. This is how powerful you are. This is what's going on. And incorporeal energy gives off a corporeal gas. And this gas comes through the black hole and starts to permeate the corporeal dimension, right? Now, at one time, this gas got to be so great that the incorporeal beings thought that it might ignite and burn a hole through both dimensions, okay? Now, this is high science. This is the kind of information that you're not getting from people because the actual ones who are dealing with science don't actually want you to know who you are and where you come from. If you were on the show yesterday, we talked about the Immaculate Conception taking you into who you really are and what the Immaculate Conception was all about, all right? Now, so once they, what they did, they ignited, some of the gas to see if the gas would, see what would happen to the gas, if the gas would burn through the whole dimension, or would it be somehow contained? But because everything is moving, when they ignited the gas, it only burned of the portion that they actually ignited. And with incorporeal energy and physical energy together, they were able to create a very, very dense, what they call a star or sun. And this star is what they call Sirius A and Sirius B. It's up near the black hole. They have to be very, very intense. The stars have to be very, very dense for it to withstand the cosmic pull of the black hole. Now, we're getting into some high science here. Trust me, everybody can handle this information because it contradicts or goes against a lot of things that the mainstream people are pushing at you, you know, as to how things started and what was going on. They tell you something just blew up in the sky, but that's not true. All this was designed by source energy, and you are, you know, hold on to your hat, you are the universe expanding. This is why you're so smart. This is why you're so powerful. This is why what you had 20 years ago, you have made way more things in progress than you did 20 years ago because, all right, because of who you are. You are actually the universe in an expanding mode, you know, okay, doing things. The reason why you're here is to maintain not just this planet, but the entire universe. This is why we have such a drive, okay, to get out into space, because we're supposed to be out there maintaining and manipulating stuff. I'm going to go into just a little bit of what we talked about yesterday. Just to give you an idea, this is why I call myself a Bible thumper, because the information is in there, but they don't want you to understand, to see the true information of the Bible, because if you understood what's going on, you'd wake up. They don't want you to wake up. They took the Bible. I'm talking about the 1%. They took the Bible and conquered the known world with it. What are they reading that you're not? The book says, let us make man, okay? So men were made, not created, because you can't make something from nothing. You just can't do that. If you cut down a tree and make a chair, you don't create the chair because you didn't produce the energy that the chair is made out of. That was the tree. You can't make a tree, okay? Can't even make a seed that grows the tree, because these things were designed and brought in motion and put in motion by your ancestors a long time ago, and they were already here when you got here, okay? Now, I'm just going to go into a little bit of the immaculate conception. When the egg, when the man and female get together and they're fertilized, there's a light that comes into the mother's womb that activates that flesh. That's called the immaculate conception. Now, hold on to your hat. Every child is born under the immaculate conception. So every child is a Christ. Every mother is Mary. That's why when you see, when you go around and you see a white woman or a white boy representing Christ, he shouldn't get bent out of shape, because every woman is Mary and every child is a Christ. And when you see a black Mary and a black Jesus, you shouldn't get bent out of shape, because every woman, like I'm saying again, is a Mary and every child is a Christ. That's who you are. Now, we know, according to the Bible, that the original Christ was black. Okay, don't get mad at me. It's in the book. You can read it for yourself. Okay, you don't burn nothing and it turn out and it come out white. It comes out black. Okay, but we have to upgrade our mindset. Every female is a Mary. So any woman can represent Mary, and any child can be a representative of Christ. When you look in that mirror, you're supposed to see something powerful, something wonderful, something great, something that can't be stopped, something that can't be deterred from doing what's right and what's good. That's what you're supposed to see in that mirror. In that mirror, you're supposed to see that conscious energy formed in flesh. You're supposed to see that Christ. And there was a reason that the wise man was following the stars, because every child born is a cosmic event. I'm going to say that again. I know you didn't hear that. Every child born is a cosmic event. Why do they want you to think you was created? Because you, if they give you the impression, okay, that you were made something from nothing, okay, now it's not strange that every group, every religious group, not just one, every one of them teach that you were created. Why? They give you who they tell you created you, okay? And then they're talking to this person that created, oh, let me talk to God. God told me yesterday, and God told me yesterday. You follow what I'm saying? I don't care what group that you're in. They all have a different God. How can there be so many gods, okay? The Bible tells you how there can be so many gods. It tells you that men and women are God. So that which brought you into existence, which we call source energy, which that's what you are made up out of. The entire cosmos is made up out of source energy, which is what you're made up out of. You're powerful. You're wonderful. You're great. Oh, Lord have mercy. Somebody tell me I'm great, and I can't even go across the street to feed myself. That's because you're not understanding who you really are. Once you get into the concepts of who you are and what you really can do, nothing on the planet can stop you from achieving your goals. Nothing or nobody, okay? And you don't have to start up with a whole bunch of people. You can start up with just one guy. I'm going to give you an example of somebody that did that. He had a guy come from Jamaica, okay? By himself, he came here. And he decided that something needed to change, okay? Because black people were in trouble over here, okay? He got him a bullhorn, stood on a box, and started talking. And the people started coming and flying around him because he had so much truth to give to them. Okay, this man's name was Marcus Garvey. Yes, I'm a Garveyite, okay, among other things, okay? So there is nothing to stop you. You have evidence. You have proof that things can be done. The Europeans right now, well, not Europeans, but the 1%, let's put it like that, because you start thinking just the white folks is controlling this thing, you got a problem, because they can't control it by themselves. They know it. You need to know it. The 1% come in all colors. They are controlling the planet right now. When they say they serve a great God, they're talking about their fathers, their mothers. That's who they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says that you are a God. So you have to come up into the mind of a God. You have to start thinking like a God. You follow what I'm saying? Well, how am I a God? I can't say kung fa kung and the earth fall apart. that's not how it works, okay? It don't work that way, all right? Through action and reaction. See, we come from a culture, okay, of reap what you sow. That's science. When you sow two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. That's science. Use mathematics to control how much chemicals you put together to create that reaction. That's what you sow. The 1% calling it science, so that you don't know you were born under that culture. This is how you created the pyramid. Not created, but it's how you made the pyramids. This is how you made the statues, everything else that you did. It ain't no coincidence that when the 1% went into Egypt, okay, they saw pictures of helicopters, pictures of ships, pictures of intergalactic vessels. Okay, they put it on television. So you think that they're making all this up. You're thinking it is some kind of thing, like the portals. There's portals all over this planet where you can go from one planet to another. That's what that big rumble in Iraq was all about. They wanted to get the portal from Saddam Hussein. My job here every day, when I come on the radio, is to wake you up. I'm not going to try to keep you asleep, okay? Oh, we serve a great God. God does everything for me. No, you got to start doing for yourself, all right? Now, the first time I heard that was from the Abu Elijah Muhammad. He said, we got to do for self, okay? And some of his lessons, he would say, the man is the God of the universe. He'll tell you who you are. Make your own cream out of planet Earth. See, when a man wakes up and know that he's God, and start speaking truth to falsehood, things begin to change around him, and things begin to change for him, for her, okay? Because he began to understand exactly who's who and what's what, okay? Now, I got some people calling and checking in and then checking out. I don't know what that's all about, but... if you have a comment or something to say, I forgot to say, all you have to do is press 1, and that'll let me know that you have your hand up, and then you make a comment or ask a question. Now, the only mic I got open right now is the president of the UNIA in Philadelphia. That will be our brother Mark P, President Mark P. So he's the only hand up mic I got open right now. But anybody else, if you want to say something or comment, just press 1, and that'll let me know that you have something to say, and I'll open up your mic, and I'll let you say it, okay? Now, we're coming up on the half-hour mark, so right about this particular time, this is when we get into our commercials, but because I'd like to give a shout-out to all those brothers and sisters on the air who's been working so hard to try to get the message out to you, to try to get you to see what's going on, and to try to get you to work out of love and stop beating up on each other. We play the devil's advocate all the time. Those of you who don't know what the devil advocate is, I don't care what somebody say. You can come against them. You can argue with them. You can fuss with them. That's what we call the devil's advocate. I get used to playing that little game. So sometimes I like playing it myself. You know, every time we need to go at each other in a friendly manner, you know, knowing that it's all out of love. You follow what I'm saying? So right now... what I want to do right now, so I'm going to take the commercial break. Now, this is our Elohim Radio Show. It's here every day now from 7 to 8 p.m. U.S. time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Those of you who have trouble calling in, I'm going to talk to the Blog Talk people and find out why. And if you want to give us a shout-out, we do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so. I've also released my gospel CD. It's called 911 Jesus Coming. And to get the CD, the music that you hear is off my CD. Jesus is Coming, the CD, the link is CD4/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. All you have to do is type in Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Jesus is Coming. And now you have to ask yourself, once you type that in, then the CD will come up and you'll be able to listen to it. Of course, you're not listening on YouTube. And now we have to ask yourself, when Jesus comes back, where is Jesus coming from? We think Jesus comes from the same place he came from the last time, out of the goddess's womb. That's right. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess that we are. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And like every show, my hat goes off to the men that are standing up with these females and taking care of the children, doing what they got to do. Salute you, you know, and more men have to step up. Now, once we step up and start doing what we have to do to help the sisters out, then we'll be setting an example. And that's what we need, men to set examples for the younger brothers coming up, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, A Crisis Come. For more information on the book or CD, it's in a CD version, too. Call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. And you can either get your copy or you can go to Amazon.com and type in Tyrannical Scriptures, and it will come out. Also, I'm also in the gold business. I buy and sell gold. For more information about that, I deal with Caribos, the Caribos system. So that's at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. You can call me once again. I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler, his book, his history book on Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and he helps fill in the missing gaps, the pieces that you don't know. For instance, a lot of us aren't aware that we were already here when these people got here, okay? You know, and that this was called the Americas. They didn't even change the name. They just called the United States of America. But it was already called the Americas when they got here, going back to Lemuria. And if you get a chance, look up the term Lemuria. You know, that's we were here coming from Mars before. This is pre-Atlantis, okay? And now I'll give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation, the show hosted by Brother Mack and Son. It comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. And if I go too fast for anybody, because I give a lot of shout outs, so it takes about 5 minutes to go through this, so bear with me here, right? And you can always press 1 and take me back to a commercial or shout out if you don't have the information or you didn't have time to write it down. I'd like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word. I like the word she speaks, so you can check her out. I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Lavunam. She's a spiritual leader. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call in number is 347-215-8040. Okay. Or you can go to our website, NikkiLavunam.com, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIA, 1918 and 1929 of the world. We have meetings every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at the UNIA at 267-822-2320. Also, 267-300-7143, okay? Or you can call Elohim at 215-758-1703. That's from 9 to 7, Monday through Friday, okay? They also like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. That's RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, call 609-638-5828, okay? Now, I also want to give a shout out to Safemore Electronics. Their call in number is 215-909-3352. From 9 to 5, we have a new listener who has a security company looking for people. He wants to hire people. So if you get a chance, you need a job, just call the I don't have a security, the name of the security company, but the number is 336-988-8630. Also, I'd like to back this up a little minute. The UNIA, I'm the President Mark P. They're offering jobs for people. Now, think about that. If you like selling, you're into selling things, just contact President Mark P. and he'll hook you up, okay? So you don't have to be hungry out there. You don't have to be sleeping in the street, okay? If you're ready to work, we're ready to give you a job, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style. Philadelphia, he has 6 CDs on the market. You can Google him, CD Baby, and just type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Tort for more information at 267-259-4077, okay? Now, I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Potts Learning Academy. I stick my chest out a little bit. That's my daughter. What can I tell you? She's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school. I'm assuming to become a doctor. Taylor Potts has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Her email address is taylorpathlearningacademy@gmail.com. Instagram is taylor_tots_LA. I would also, this is a big shout out here because these guys are very important to us. I would also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355, and Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. If you're sick and are not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick. No, we're just kidding. We don't really think anybody deserves to be sick. But give them a call, and don't worry, be healthy. Now, what I'd like to do, since I have President of the United States, Mike, so, because I think they just opened up their website, and I'm wondering if he would like to give out a little bit of information about the UNI organization. 7143, are you still with me?
I'm still with you, Mr. First Vice President. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Now, yeah, so if you'd like to, because I know you just set up a website and you have a few things going on with the UNIA, so if you'd like to give a little shout-out about the UNIA and what's going on with you, the mic is open. You can go ahead and, tell us a little bit about the UNIA if you want.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited that we have launched phase one of our online presence, and that is at uniaphilly.org. And with that, we have now begun our outreach to the World Wide Web and our people. And I'm particularly concerned right now at the present conditions that find ourselves and we are faced with in the city of Philadelphia and throughout the world. And that we must come together and organize. And in that, as a response to what's happening, we are organizing our Universal African Black Cross Nurses. So that call is going out. If you're in Philadelphia, if you have the skills, we need you. We need to have you link up with us, contact us. Let us get together and organize so that we can be prepared for whatever comes our way in the African community.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And if you would like to give that web address again and a phone number once again so that they can contact you and get more information about what's going on, feel free to do so.
The web address is, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The web address is uniaphilly.org, and the phone number is 267-822-2320.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I also like to inform everybody that these shows are recorded. So if you want to go and you can download the show, and if you want to make a CD copy of the show, you can download it and put it on a CD. That way, sometimes when you come on and you do your commercial, you can have that commercial recorded so you can play it at different times at your meetings and stuff like that if you want. Or if you want to actually make up a real commercial, okay, and come on the air, and you can play that commercial either through your phone or on a CD or something, And then you can download that commercial and make copies of it for your listening audience, okay? Since it's in Vermont, now we're going to get back into the topic here, okay? The topic is, hold on, I got the topic myself. Was the cosmos made or created, okay? Now, this is, okay, there you go, I lost my place for a minute. Was the cosmos made or created? See, this is the thinking, this is the mindset that you have to escape from. You have to escape from this mindset that you can create something from nothing. You just can't do that. That's not how things work. You have to have something to make something. Every farmer know that you got to pour water into the well to get water out, okay? I mean, it's very important that we differentiate between something that's made and something that's created. Everything in the cosmos is made up out of energy. This is why you have, and you yourself, you're made up from the cosmos, not just from this planet, okay? You got the material and stuff that's in your body. That's why you got zinc, you got gold, you got copper, you got all this stuff in your body because you are a cosmic being. You're not just a regular little fleshly thing that pops out, mama saying, can't do nothing. No, you are something amazing. And the brain, okay, the more you begin to tell your brain that, your brain will begin to accept it and the synaptic nerve patterns will begin to grow and you'll be able to do more. That's how this works. I'm just going to get into this for a little bit. We don't have a show on this, but that's not what the show is today. The mind, the brain, and the oracle. See, this is what the 1% do. They mislead you, send you in the wrong direction so you can't figure stuff out. The oracle is not a person. They tell you, well, the oracle are down for them. You look up the oracle, they relate the oracle to a person. Just like they were relating Jesus the Christ to a particular person, okay? That's the misleading. That's the misdirection that they give you. The oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain, okay? The brain is like a computer, okay, that receives information from the mind. And the oracle is what regulates that information coming from the mind into the brain. And it does it through your synaptic nerve functions. When the child first comes into existence, the child has a limited synaptic nerve function. So the oracle regulates that information coming in from the mind because the mind is connected to everything in the cosmos. It's not a coincidence that every year we come up with something new. It ain't new. Everything in the universe is already in your mind. But you have to learn how to regulate your mind, regulate your mind so that you can use the brain properly. See, we're not using the brain properly because they're not teaching us that. Well, they teach some of the children on the higher levels of their schools, like Harvard, Princeton. This is why they pay so much to get into these schools, because the level of consciousness of how the brain works and the way they teach those children, that's why they seem so smart. They're not smarter than you. They're just being equipped on how to use the tools better than you. You know what I'm saying? So once you begin learning how to use the same tools that everybody else got on there, nobody, I'm going to say this again, nobody on the planet is smarter than you. Nobody. I don't care what they call them, whether it's Einstein or whoever they, whatever name they throw out there. You follow what I'm saying? Those people are not smarter than you. They have figured out how to use the tools that they have. You have, listen carefully, you have all the tools that you need to accomplish whatever you want. I'm going to use a phrase from a person that I adore because I like what they did during their time on the planet, okay? Rise up, O mighty nation, and accomplish what you will, okay? That's right. You are a nation. You have set, if you're a father, you have started a tribe. You have set a tribe in motion, okay? Now, a family, this is another, I'm just telling you, they mislead us on so much. My job is to wake people up. A family is not mama, papa, baby, and grandma, that's not your family. The family is the economic structure that you have to take care of your tribe, your mama, your children, your wife. That's your tribe. You've started, that's a new nation that's supposed to connect to other nations. That's why we're supposed to be working together. That's something that our President Mark said a little earlier. We're supposed to be working together, unified, from tribe to tribe. That's how it works. That's how we was ruling the planet, because you had tribes in Africa that was big as the city of Philadelphia. Come on. And then one tribe would network with another tribe, but we knew that we were all part of the same cosmic event because we knew we were Christ. Wait a minute, man. How are you talking about Christ way back then? And when Jesus went, but no, Jesus had nothing to do with the teachings of Christ, because all of the pharaohs, and even before the pharaohs came into existence, they used to write the term Christ, which is a consonant, on a mustavas, on a burial place, but they didn't spell it C-H-R-I-S-T. See, this is where the misdirection comes in. The Kemet, the Kemetan, spelled it K-R-S-T. Now, wait a minute. What evidence you got that they spelled it K-R-S-T? Google K-R-S-T and see what comes up. They got K-R-S-T radio, K-R-S-T this, K-R-S-T that. They know, but they don't want you to know. And if you Google that in reference to Kemet, they'll tell you that the pharaohs used to use, they was into the Christ consciousness. Is that consciousness, okay, pushed them to a level that seemed to be beyond everybody else. But you have to know that you are a Christ, okay? You have to know that you were born on the Immaculate Conception. You have to know who you are, okay? And when you talk about God, you're talking about what you see in that mirror. That's what you're talking about, okay? But you got to step up. You got to realize that's who you are. You got to begin to bring things into existence. Now, I know when you first get started, all right, you don't have a lot, all right, because our forefathers dropped the ball, all right? We start thinking, like with Isis or Osiris and Heru, we start thinking that only this person, only the pharaohs was God, and only the ones that was in the temple could get the information, and they wasn't distributing information amongst the people. That's where we drop the ball. Because no pharaoh, no chief, no Indian, no nobody is greater than what you see in that mirror. And don't let them tell you different. If you want something to come into existence, all you have to do is begin to work on it. That's why when you listen to the national anthem, the age of freedom has come. But until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be. Evil will not let it be. You have to work for this. And yeah, I know it seems like impossible odds. You seem like David fighting Goliath. Yeah, that's what it is. You seem like you gotta knock this country off with a stone. All right, but it's your determination, it's your will, it's your desire to do what you want to do. You can get it done. I'm living proof of that. You follow what I'm saying? I got property all over the country. I got stuff everywhere. You follow what I'm saying? I used to own clubs and ride around in limousines and all that. And I'm saying to myself, something's wrong with this picture. So I have to back up, because you know I was running the same way everybody else was. And I said, something's wrong with this picture. I'm greater than this. I'm better than this. I can come up with systems that can help us grow, help us become united. I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Hey, people tell you, you can't do this. You can't. The naysayers, they tell you what you can and cannot do all the time. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. You can accomplish, like my man, Honorable Marcus Tyre Garvey said, you can accomplish what you will. But, and there's a but to that, you have to rise up. You have to rise up, okay? The one thing that he did, he didn't join an organization. He started his own organization. So you can start your own organization. I'm a member of the Garvey crew, but I got my own organization too. Follow what I'm saying? So when it comes to the point that the UNIA need a certain amount of support, I can have people, I can put people together to bring that support in. Follow what I'm saying? And all of us need to step up and begin to do that. so that we can unite. I need economics to take care of my tribe, right? To take care of my children. My children, they got to eat. They need laptops and all this stuff. So you have to have your own business, your own organizations to do that. But each organization is supposed to be working with the other organizations to bring that into existence. That's how the whole thing works, okay? You know what I'm saying? You go and you study the teachings of Garvey, and you'd be surprised. You will absolutely be surprised at what you come up with if you go in awake. You know what I mean? You got a lot of people coming in into the teaching sleep, and they don't have a clue to what's going on. They're fighting against each other, blocking one another. Everybody want to be the boss. You know what I mean? And it gets crazy after a while when they can actually work together and create a phenomenal. They can do way more than what Garvey did. They're 100 years up, okay? You got the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He stepped off and done some nice things, you know? I like what John Africa tried to do. You know, you got people that have stepped up and tried to get some things done, all right? I can run the names off, but, well, we're not actually doing history, okay? I think I got a little bit off topic. We're talking about the cosmos, how the cosmos came into existence, you know? But this is how science. This is not something that everybody can deal with. You know, that's why on my show, the people that call in, when my board starts filling up, and that's something I meant to tell you. When we get over a certain amount of calls, the board do get busy, okay? And you will get a busy signal when the board fill up. 7143 got a busy signal, and the board wasn't quite full. I don't understand that, you know? But it's okay. We're going to be here every day, and my job on the air is to wake people up, okay, to bring you back to reality, to bring you back to what's real, okay, and what's real is the truth. It's not what you believe. It's what you know. If you eat, you're going to go to the bathroom. That's it. If you drink, you're going to piss, all right? If you jump off a building, there ain't no guarantee you're going to die, but it's going to hurt. Okay, and this body, we got about 2 more minutes, so I'm going to say this right quick. You are actually a slave master because this body, your physical body, is a slave. It will do whatever you tell it to do, okay? If it's not getting up in the morning, you can't blame your body. That's on you. You have total control over this thing. And we got about 90 seconds left. So everybody is trying to get control over your slave. That's what's going on all over the planet. Everybody, the more slaves you control, the more money, the more power that you have, okay? But if you get together, you know, and control your own slaves and begin working together with other slave masters, you know, to make this slave do what it's supposed to do, come to a meeting when you're supposed to come to a meeting, be on a call when you're supposed to be on a call, help the neighbor, help this person, help that person. Your slave will do whatever you tell it to do, but you have to wake up. You have to be in control. You know what they say? They tell you God is in control. Yes, you're in control. You can do whatever you want to do, man, you know? You got other guys that will block you, but you can overcome that too, all right? You only got a few more seconds here, or 47 seconds. But with that, I like to say this is the I am Elohim, if Elohim speaks. We're going to be here every day. It's from 7 to 8, okay? I'm not sure what the topic's going to be tomorrow, but my job is to wake you up. I'm bringing the topics in on a day-to-day because I'm asking for the topics every day, okay? Our slogan is love is the act and make others feel good. If you're going to commit an act, you're not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act. That way we can hang out, okay? And with that, I want to say, I just want to, right quick, before we go off the air, give our closing assertion. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown today. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. And with that, I will talk to you again tomorrow. Peace.